Book of Psalms this morning, Psalms 136 in your Bibles, the book of Psalms, chapter number 136. And I do want to say happy Mother's Day as well. And we look forward to celebrating mothers all day long today. But as we look in Psalms 136, we've been in a series on mercy, and we're going to continue in that series today on mercy. And I remind you that mercy just is simply just getting what we don't deserve. And aren't you thankful God is a merciful God? I love reading the examples of mercy on the pages of Scripture, but I'm glad that mercy didn't just exist in that period of time, that mercy is available today, it'll be available tomorrow, and available in the future. And so we look at Psalms 136 today. As you, when you read your Bibles and you study the Word of God, Isn't a wonderful thing when maybe there's a story you've read many, many times, or there's a passage that you've read many times, and as you look a little deeper, you get more familiar with it, you see something underlying there that God put there that you didn't see at first, and you just see the obvious hand of God, that subtle hand of God as He writes it in Scripture. And it's wonderful that we can open the Word of God and delve into passages like that and pull those truths out. But today we're going to look at a chapter that God is not subtle. He's very obvious. And He realizes, and if you'll permit me to say this on a Sunday morning, I know we're sanctimonious on a Sunday morning, but God realizes how dumb we are. And He says, I want you to know about My mercy, and I don't want you to forget about it. And I'm going to remind you over and over and over and over again about My mercy. Let's read together Psalms 136. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for His mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him who alone doth great wonders, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him that by wisdom made the heavens, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him that made great lights, for His mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for His mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, for His mercy endureth forever. And brought out Israel from among them, for His mercy endureth forever. With a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him which divided the Red Sea into parts, for His mercy endureth forever, and made Israel to pass through the midst of it, for His mercy endureth forever, but overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him which led His people through the wilderness, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him which smote great kings, for His mercy endureth forever, and slew famous kings, for His mercy endureth forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for His mercy endureth forever. And Og, the king of Bashan, for His mercy endureth forever. And gave their land for an heritage, for His mercy endureth forever. Even an heritage unto Israel, His servant, for His mercy endureth forever. Who remembered us in our low estate, for His mercy endureth forever. And hath redeemed us from our enemies, for His mercy endureth forever. Who giveth food to all flesh, for His mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of heaven, for His mercy endureth forever. You don't have to be a Bible student to get the theme of Psalms chapter 136. And we get the idea today that the mercy of the Lord endureth forever. So as I search and prepared a message from this, I wanted to find a catchy title to keep your attention. So I've entitled this, The Mercy of the Lord Endureth Forever. And let's see what God has for us today from this wonderful passage of Scripture. Father, we come to You today grateful for Your mercy, grateful that it does endure forever. And Father, from the Scripture today, may You remind us of some valuable and important truths that will sustain us in those times when we wonder, where is the mercy of God, or is this the mercy of God? And Father, I pray that to the discouraged one today that's under the sound of My voice, may they be reminded that there's a God who sits on His throne who has not forsaken them. He has not turned away from them, but His mercy is new even today. Father, I pray if there's one unsaved, may they realize their need of salvation. May the Spirit of God convict them of their need today. May they experience the mercy and grace of God and receive Christ as their Savior. Father, may You strengthen Your church today, Your people. May we live victoriously because we have victory through Christ. We ask Your hand of mercy on the service today, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We find that if you read the Scripture as we have discovered today, there are sometimes phrases that are repeated because God wants them deeply planted in our hearts. If God mentions something one time, certainly we should pay attention to it, because anything God has preserved for us is important for us to know. But there are times when God repeats certain phrases and reinforces certain truths throughout Scripture. We find Psalms 136, which we read together just a moment ago, the same line is repeated 26 times. We know the line that I'm speaking of, for His mercy endureth forever. Friend, in the dark hours, in the lonely times, that said one time can sustain you. The hope and the anchor into the truth that God's mercy is real and God's mercy sustains. And God's mercy, when our strength runs out, His mercy is still enduring. But for God to 26 times in one passage of Scripture remind us of something so true, this is something that we can be reminded of over and over again. This is not repetition for the sake of repetition. This is something that God is emphasizing. Why does God emphasize it? I alluded to one reason. I'll remind us again this morning. It's because we forget mercy. We too often, too quickly forget about the mercies of God. We can get puffed up and think that it is us who has sustained us. It is just the mercy of God that has sustained us. Is it not true that we forget God's mercy? How many of you believe there's a merciful God that watches over us? How many of you are recipient of salvation through Jesus Christ? That's a merciful God. We deserve to pay for our own sins in that horrible place called hell, but we have a merciful God, a merciful Savior. But how often do we forget it? Is it not true that we remember failures easier than we remember mercy that sustained us in those failures? Do we not remember our burdens because we feel them every day? We're reminded of them every day. It's easier to be aware of our burdens than it is to be reminded that it is mercy that helps us carry that burden one more day. Do we not remember our disappointments? And if we were to take the time and be honest this morning and testify of how many times in life we've been disappointed, we certainly can recall things very, very quickly. But friend, how quickly can we recall the mercy of God that helped us overcome that disappointment? The mercy of God that sustained us through those disappointing times. And for us today, preserved in Scripture is the Holy Spirit of God repeating it over and over and over again. You're disappointed? His mercy endureth forever. You're burdened? His mercy endureth forever. You've lost your way? His mercy endureth forever. Amen. This is not a temporary thing. This is a eternal thing. This is not a season of mercy when it comes to our God. It is a forever matter when it comes to our God. His mercy endureth forever. He tells us this over and over again, because are we not hard-headed? Are we not those who say, well, that might be for somebody else, but it's for me? And He reminds us once again and over, we've been preaching on mercy, not we, me, but you've been listening, but we've been in the subject of mercy for many, many weeks now. And we still have to be reminded, isn't God's mercy wonderful? Isn't God's mercy great? As we look at Psalms 136, there's a documentation there as this psalm walks us through history. We are walked through creation, Israel's deliverance from Egypt, is God, we are walked through the history of the wilderness, the battles, the victories that came from the battles. And by the way, you can't experience victory without the battle. The provision that we witness in history in this chapter. And after every event that God reminds us of, he pauses and he reminds us, for his mercy endureth forever. As we read of the brief history of his people summarized in a chapter, God is writing a story, and he is reminding that in that story, it cannot be told without the constant mercy of God. That his people, the nation of Israel, from creation all the way through their history, there is an evidence of the mercy of God. And friend, if we can look at God's people, the people of Israel, and see that God reminds them, you got through this because of his mercy. And let me tell you the story of my people and how my mercy was evident. Friend, that's your story. That's my story. That's the story of every man. We would have no history. We would have no victories. We would have no provision if it was not for the mercy of God. May we as God's people get in the habit, when we testify of the goodness of God or we tell our story, may we have to pause after each event and say, his mercy endureth forever. His mercy endureth forever. Well, how'd you get through that? His mercy endureth forever. Well, how'd you overcome that? His mercy endureth forever. And may we be reminded that when God writes a story, we are not the main character. But it is the mercy of God that sustains us. It is on the platform of his mercy which we speak. Everything God does involving his people is covered, is touched by his mercy. This morning I want to remind us that the mercy of God is not just a moment in your life. If you can think back to the time when you got saved, God's mercy was certainly evident there. That's not just one moment in the life of a believer. But the mercy of God is the actual atmosphere that surrounds your entire life. You got up in the atmosphere of mercy. You got here in the atmosphere of mercy. You'll sit through church in the atmosphere of mercy. You'll go home in the atmosphere of mercy. You'll face valleys this week in the atmosphere of mercy. You'll perhaps stand on the mountaintop of victory in the atmosphere of mercy. We exist in God's atmosphere of mercy. Amen. Let me remind us, and there's no way I could break down this entire chapter. I could, but I would lose you about 3:30. But let me highlight some things this morning for us. Number one, mercy is seen in God's character. Before he reminds them of the history that he's brought them through, it begins with God. In verse number one, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. And then he establishes one way he's good is because his mercy endureth forever. May I remind you and I this morning that mercy is not something that God occasionally does. Mercy flows from who God is. There's a difference in an individual, for example, in saying a kind word from time to time and being kind. If you are a kind person, kind words just flow from who you are. But God, who is merciful, is not on occasion merciful. Some of it, we could think back through life and we can think of times and say, boy, God sure was merciful through that. Almost like, I'm glad he was paying attention. May I remind you, there are moments of God's mercy that we are not even aware of. We have no concept of, because mercy is just what comes forth from God, because that is who God is. God is merciful because God is good. We find here the connection between God's goodness to his mercy. Psalms 103 verse 8 reminds us, the Lord is merciful and gracious. Listen. Slow to anger and plant us in mercy. We thank God for His mercy, His grace. See, mercy, may I remind you, is not God struggling to tolerate you. Now, you may have somebody in your life that you tolerate them. I got an amen from that. I'm going to see who said it. But it's like, I tolerate them because I have to. That's not God. God does not tolerate us. Mercy flows from Him. It is part of His nature. See, mercy does not disappear when circumstances change. Sometimes circumstances change in our life. And we say, where is God's mercy? But as God writes our story, may we always remember that mercy is there. Because it is who God is. You know, one thing that is true about people in general, and if you tell me this isn't true of you, I'll also know being dishonest is true of you as well. But we as people, we can become impatient. We can become impatient with our circumstances, but can we not become impatient in circumstances and with people? But aren't you glad that God's mercy sustains us? You know, people run out of compassion. I don't know if you've ever felt this way, and perhaps you would consider yourself a fairly compassionate person. I like to think that I'm a fairly compassionate person, but there are some days it's like, I'm tapped out. Don't speak to me. I'm out of compassion. But aren't you glad that as God sits on His throne and He keeps the earth spinning on His axis and all the laws that He wrote into science and everything is taking place that is taking place, aren't you thankful that we have a God in heaven who sits on His throne and He is not wondering how He's going to tolerate us? He's not becoming impatient. He's not running out of compassion. He is plenteous in mercy. Here's a statement that you may want to commit to memory. There's always more mercy in God than there is failure in us. There's always more mercy in God than there is failure in us. And might we take the pretentious spirit off this morning and be honest with ourselves before God? There's a lot of failure in us. And we gather here today because we want something from God, because we love God. We want to please Him. But friend, let me just tell you, this is just a group of people who have failed. And if you put it in that context, we're nothing but failures. But aren't you thankful that we can serve Him today? We have value to Him today, not because of our goodness, because there's a God who has more mercy in Him than we have failure in us. That's why I remind you this morning that if you fail, get back up. Say, what am I going to do? How am I going to go forth? You got a God who's not running out of mercy. He's not running out of grace, and there's more mercy in Him than there is failure in you. This is good for parents to be reminded in their children, whether they still be at home or whether they be wayward from God. God is a merciful God. Mercy is seen in God's character. May I remind you, if people run out of mercy, God hasn't. Second statement I want to remind us of from this passage of Scripture this morning is mercy is seen in creation. I don't think I have to remind this crowd, but I'll do so anyway. Everything that is was created by God. It did not evolve. It did not happen that way. In this passage in verse 5 and 6, verse 5, we see to Him that by wisdom made the heavens. Then in verse 6, to Him that stretched out the earth above the waters. And after both of these statements, we find that phrase that's repeated 26 times, for His mercy endureth forever. We're reminded this morning that creation itself is evidence of mercy. We know that God created everything, and we can theologically explain all of that. But might we look at this a little bit more practically today? See, what do I mean by creation itself is evidence of mercy? The fact that the sun still rises is evidence of God's mercy. The fact that the earth still turns on its axis is still evidence of mercy. The fact that life still continues on this planet is an evidence of mercy. Oh, let's be honest. If you and I were in charge, man would have been done a long time ago. But aren't you thankful we have a God who's so much greater than you and I? He is a God of mercy. And the fact that this morning the sun came up, and you can even predict when it's coming up. They'll predict that the sun is going to set at a certain time this evening. The fact that breath still fills our lungs, what is that? It's an act of mercy. In Acts 17, 28, we're reminded, for in Him we live and move and have our being. You and I do not exist outside of God. You and I do not live without His permission. You and I don't have opportunities to accomplish in this world without His mercy. We're reminded that every heartbeat is mercy. Every sunrise is mercy. You think about the age that you are today. You add up every day in the years that you've lived. That's how many sunrises that have taken place in your life. There's no way for you to calculate accurately, certainly, the number of heartbeats that you've experienced. Every single one is an act of mercy by our God, giving us one more moment, one more hour, one more day. We're reminded in the book of Lamentations, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. The world itself continues because God is merciful. I say number three this morning, mercy is seen in His deliverance. We skip down to verse number 10. To Him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, for His mercy endureth forever. Verse 11, and brought out Israel from among them, for His mercy endureth forever. If you know your Bible, you know that God's people, Israel, were enslaved in Egypt. There is no way for them to escape except for the fact that God would deliver them. And in this deliverance, we find His mercy. Because Israel, if we're honest, deserved judgment as much as Egypt did. What was the difference? Mercy. That does not mean that God loved one more than the other, except for the fact that this is God's chosen people and they were oppressed by this pagan people. May we also be able to say, as a saved individual, somebody who's born again, may we testify to the same thing. You didn't save yourself. You didn't forgive yourself of your own sins. You didn't work your account clean or send bribes to God so that He would erase your dirty record. Oh no, it's by the mercy of God that He loved us enough to send His Son as that sin sacrifice. And the reason why we are not still bound in sin, are you saved this morning? Then you and I need to be reminded that we're not bound in the sin of this world. Yes, we still have a sin nature, but it does not cling to us that those who have no hope. It's by the mercy of God we can testify and say that as far as the record in heaven is, I'm clean. As far as the record in heaven is, it is pure. That's the mercy of God. The reason your chains of addiction were broken is mercy. The reason we have been delivered is mercy. Well, it's a wonderful thought to be free of our sin. Might I also remind us that having experienced mercy, sometimes we give ourselves too much credit for that. I mean, after all, we clean up pretty good, don't we? After all, I haven't done what they've done. I mean, look, I'm living so much above this world. I mean, I went to Walmart the other day, and I was the only one not in my pajamas. I mean, I am striving. Let's be honest, as God removes us further and further from that which He's delivered us, if we're not careful, we can get puffed up. in our decisions. We can get puffed up in our works, realizing that it's by the mercy of God that we can even sing His name this morning. It's by the mercy of God that we can even serve in some capacity. I remind us what Psalms 103 verse 10 says, He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. That person that you look at and you say, why is God letting them get away with that? It's because of God's mercy enduring. But may we also turn that inward to us and say, why in the world does God let us get away with what He lets us get away with? It's His mercy that gives us one more moment. His mercy that gives us one more day. It's His mercy that intervened for us. Number four, and not finally, but number four, mercy is seen in the wilderness. Verse 16, to Him which led His people through the wilderness. He didn't say He led His people in the wilderness, but He led them through. And friend, when you and I follow God, sometimes we're led into the wilderness, but we're not led in it, we're led through it. Let's be honest, when we wander away from God and we're not following His leadership, we will wander into the wilderness. But aren't you thankful there's a mercy of God that says, I won't leave you here. I'll lead you through the wilderness. Psalms 136 does not just celebrate victories, although it does. It includes the wilderness journey. Friend, maybe you and I this morning could testify of the victories that God has brought to our life. We must not neglect the wilderness journey that God leads us through. Let's be very clear this morning. Israel complained. Israel doubted. Israel failed repeatedly. And yet, God's mercy remained. God fed them. God still led them. God protected them. Why? I don't know about you, but sometimes I read of the rebellion of those people. And I didn't even know them, and I'm mad at them. They're not even rebelling against me, and I'm mad at them. What in the world are you doing? But yet God, in His mercy. But friend, that story is no different than the story of our own nation. How good God has been to us, and God has blessed us from our history to the day where we are today. And yet this great nation who inscribed on all of our monuments, it's on our money this morning, in God we trust, actually lives a very different way. And we have rebelled against Him as a nation. And why hasn't He banished us? And certainly we have faced some of God's judgment, but yet He still leaves an opportunity, that space of grace for us as His people to continue to do what He would have us to do. Why is that? His mercy endureth forever. Let's make it a little bit more personal. It's your life story as well. It's my life story. God never promises to keep us out of the wilderness. But He promises that when you go through it, His mercy will be enough to sustain you. Some people forget that mercy is not only present in those mountaintop moments. Those victories. But often mercy is most visible and certainly most appreciated in the wilderness. Do you know what sustains us in what we might call our dry seasons? Those valleys? Mercy. Mercy keeps us going when we're weary. Mercy continues even when we are inconsistent. One of my favorite verses in the Bible, one of the most encouraging verses to me, and often I remind God of what He said in this verse. Psalms 103:14, for He knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. Why does he remember that? Because he's merciful. Let's just be honest this morning. On a daily basis, we remind God we're just dust. We remind him that we're no more than the dust of this earth. But God never forgets that. And let me throw a caution out here. Remember what we are. We must remember that one another. We're all human. We want to say when we have a bad day or when we mess up, hey, I'm just human doing the best we can. But so is the brother and sister in Christ doing the best they can. And aren't you glad that we have a God who remembers what we are? What am I saying this morning? He knows our weaknesses. We like to pretend we have no weaknesses, don't we? Some of you are gasping right now. Pastor, people here have weaknesses? We like to hide them, cover them. It's a natural thing. And I'm not this morning advocating when a visitor comes in, hi, my name is so-and-so, let me tell you all my weaknesses and problems. I'm not advocating that at all. But I'm just reminding us this morning that God knows our weaknesses. You might would say, Pastor, I would get more involved in church, but you just don't know this about me. You can't have that conversation with God because God knows all about you. And he's still merciful. Number five, and not finally either, mercy is seen in God's faithfulness through every generation. Psalms 136, every single verse repeats the same truth. For his mercy endureth forever. And might I remind us that every generation needs to be reminded that his truth endureth forever. God's mercy didn't end with David. It didn't end with Israel. It did not end at Calvary. His mercy still endures forever. Might you and I be encouraged this morning, that which got Abraham through was mercy. That which restored David was mercy. That which sustained Elijah was mercy. That which forgave Peter was mercy. That which saved Paul out of the wicked life that he was living is mercy. Might I remind us that this mercy was true in that generation? It is just as true in this generation. And if his mercy would carry Abraham, it'll carry you. If it restored David, it'll restore you. If it sustained Elijah, it will sustain you. If it was enough to forgive Peter when he stood at the devil's fire, it can forgive you. If he can save that wicked man, the Apostle Paul, cloaked in all of his religion and cloaked in all of his good works as he murdered and persecuted the church, if he'll save somebody out of the life of that showing mercy, he'll still do it today. Because my Bible tells me in the book of Hebrews that Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today, and forever. The culture may change. One government party may come in while one goes out. People change. But what is the constant from generation to generation? It's mercy. We sit here today. This church is evidence of God's mercy. As the devil fights God's people, God's mercy sustains. As the hardships of life oppress, God's mercy sustains. And might I say to the young generation here today, the mercy that was good enough for your grandparents is still good enough for you. The mercy that sustains your pastor will sustain you. The mercy that sustains your parents will sustain you. Every generation needs to be reminded that his mercy endureth forever. Might I conclude with number six this morning? Mercy as we see it, and we've gotten a little bit more familiar with it today, is the greatest at the cross. Every expression that we see is God summarizes the history in Psalms 136. Everything that we see is pointing them to Calvary. It points us to Christ. Everything that God does is a reflection of His mercy, but it points us to the greatest mercy, and that was the mercy that was displayed at the cross. See, at the cross, justice was satisfied. At the cross, sin was paid for. At the cross, mercy flowed freely. I remind us what Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4 and 5 tell us, but God who is poor in mercy. Oh no. But God who is rich in mercy. Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. See, the cross is that reminder to you and I and to this world that mercy is real. May we look no further than the cross that was next to the cross that held the Lord Jesus Christ. And you have that thief, that sinner, that one who deserved the judgment, who deserved the punishment, who deserved hell. As he called out to Christ, please remember me. He found out very, very quickly and very soon that mercy is real. And because of the cross, you and I have hope in Christ. You and I have hope in forgiveness. We have hope in heaven because mercy is real. I stand here today redeemed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I am saved. I am secure. And my record in heaven is the same record as the Lord Jesus Christ. That is not because of my goodness. That is not because of my action. It is a testimony to the mercy of God. And I can tell you mercy is real because I know what it's like to be saved. You can testify that mercy is real because you've put your faith and trust in Christ. The cross proves mercy is real. Yes, sir. But maybe be reminded this morning, mercy is also costly. Because it cost our Savior suffering. High price was paid for your mercy. It's the blood of Jesus. Might I also remind us that mercy is eternal. We cannot speak of the cross without being reminded of the resurrection. The resurrection of our Lord reminds us that mercy triumphed over death itself. As we're reminded of these wonderful truths this morning, and as we begin to conclude the message, I remind you that I said begin to conclude. I did not say conclude. Might I be very pointed and personal just for a moment? Some of you walked into church today carrying guilt. Maybe you're wondering, is God's mercy still enough? Because of the guilt that you carry. We'll not take time, but if we took the time, we could read these 26 verses again. And after testimony of everything that God has recorded, we're reminded, for His mercy endureth forever. Let me remind you that His mercy is enough. Maybe you walked in and you're weary. You don't know if you got much left. Might I tell you to just keep pressing on? Pastor, I don't have any more strength. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to tell you. Well, just keep pressing on, and something just tells me that you'll find strength for that next step. And Christian, let me just help you. If you don't look too far off into the future, because you look in the future, you say, I don't know what I'm going to do down in there. I don't know how that's going to come out. Friend, long before you ever get there, won't you just focus on that next step? I don't have to worry about 5 years from now. I got to worry about today. I got to worry about how I'm going to get through it today. I don't know how I'm going to overcome this guilt in my life, this weariness, these doubts in my life. I don't know how I'm going to do that today. His mercy endureth forever. We could probably all testify that we've been to that place somewhere in our life, and we look back now and say, look at how far God has brought me. It wasn't just because you had a lot of self-confidence. It wasn't because you read a self-help book. It's because of the mercy and grace of an almighty God that says, I'll get you through one more day if you'll press on in that day. You can overcome that one more time if you just try and overcome that one more time. You failed again. If you'll get up, I'll give you enough strength to get up and to carry on. So whatever you carried in this morning, let me remind you, for His mercy endureth forever. When you cannot see the way forward, His mercy endureth forever. When you feel weak, His mercy endureth forever. When you remember your failures, His mercy endureth forever. When life changes unexpectedly, His mercy endureth forever. Friend, the mercy of God is not running out. And one day when all of history is complete, the testimony of every redeemed person will be the same. His mercy endureth forever. See, testimony time in heaven is not going to take as long as we think it's going to take. It's not going to be one sad story after another and we just made it through barely. Testifying before the throne of God is going to sound exactly alike for every person there. There's only one thing to say. His mercy endureth forever. Well, how'd you get here? Because His mercy endureth forever. How did you overcome that? Because His mercy endureth forever. Because at the throne of Christ one day, there is but one thing that can be said. His mercy endureth forever. Perhaps you're here this morning and you've never had that point in time in your life when you put your trust in Christ, you quit believing in yourself, or you made those excuses and said, I need Christ's payment for my sin. And you wonder, is it still enough for you? Let me tell you the story of every person in here. His mercy endureth forever. It'll be enough for you. And one day when He calls us all home, we'll gather together and we'll say, well, tell me your testimony. I'm afraid it's going to be kind of boring because it's all going to be the same story. His mercy endureth forever. Don't quit. Don't give up. Don't stop praying. Don't stop loving. For His mercy endureth forever. You've still got more story to write. It's another opportunity for God to write a line under that next step in your life. It's God's opportunity as you step into that next season of life to write the line underneath that season, for His mercy endureth forever. Well, there's one more obstacle I got to face, and it's part of my story. Well, God can write underneath that, for His mercy endureth forever. Well, I've got this valley to go through, and it's part of my story. I never wanted it to be. But friend, there's room for God to write under that, for His mercy endureth forever. See, you do your part, and God will provide His mercy, and it will endure forever. Father, we thank You this morning.